Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
What is you go? Are you gonna pick up your phone and be like, "I will punch this phone and you gonna feel it"?
It actually makes time. It makes really perfect sense when you think about it. He made a song called "Kiss You Through the Phone," so he figured he could hit you through the phone. That's what Soulja Boy thought he could.
It's
you
like,
can't.
Why y'all so upset? You're why? Literally
he took his jacket off,
yelling at each other,
and they're in different states. Soulja Boy is burnt out.
I am
out,
on
man.
The first flight to wherever you are. I'm going to keep, you know how hard it would be to keep that same anger on a whole flight? Just, sir, would you like something to drink? Nah. And then you're mad if somebody has to go to the bathroom. Like, excuse me, can I get it? And then you fall asleep angry.
You sit there watching a funny movie, trying not to laugh. It just
you have an aneurysm. You have a stroke.
He is, man. Soulja.
It was ludicrous.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is happening. Oh, hey, hey, yeah. What up? This is your boy, Doughboy.
And Kev on stage.
And this is another installment of Righteous and Ratchet, where we come and talk about a plethora of things under the guides or the parameters. We all got a little bit of righteousness.
And a little bit of ratchet.
And it's cool.
Or in your case, a little bit of fatchet.
Oh, but. Okay, cool. The inside of your hat has stretch marks.
I've heard that one a lot.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took a lot of air out of your joke.
Does it hurt you still? Because you know you have a big head?
A little bit.
Okay, that's all good.
It stings.
We got a lot of things to talk about. A lot's been going in the world today. Are you
so
ready?
So many things to talk about. But before we do, thank you for tuning in. Yeah. Make sure if you are watching on Facebook or YouTube to like and share the video with your friends. If you're listening on Apple, to rate the podcast. We
rate it at 5.
Five-star, don't rate us,
don't
and we
rate
will pull up and fight you. At the end of last episode, we didn't have 1,000 ratings. Shout out to y'all. You watched all the way through. We are over 1,000 ratings on Apple Podcasts now. I think it was
clap
like 1.2 when I checked last.
Wow.
So you guys are really showing up and showing out. Right. So stay tuned for more Righteous and Ratchet. You feel me?
Oh, we got a full docket of things to talk about. And I actually wanted to get to this first topic really fast, because I have very strong opinions on this. You want to intro this, or okay, I'll let them know. Okay, so there was a preacher. He's a pastor of a church. He has a reputation for being the cussing pastor.
Thaddeus Matthews. I've covered him on my channel before. Mm-hmm. It actually took a long time to edit the video to edit all the cussing. He cusses
more than people that cuss.
He cusses.
It's like you can't just gratuitously cuss. It's really bad.
You moved that heavy tongue around to get that word out, didn't you?
I got a heavy tongue.
Heavy tongue.
French bread, pizza, kiss girls. That's what I'll be doing. But no, so he basically cusses a lot, but now he has upped the ante. He had a program at his church. It wasn't at his church. It was at his gymnasium.
The gym connected to his
church. But he was throwing it.
Yes.
And all the women from the church came to twerk.
So let's listen, Josh, throw this in.
Please.
Here's the video of him explaining it, and then here's the twerking competition.
I know that my posts about my soulful Sundays, which are held here in my gymnasium here at the church, it's upsetting some of you traditional church folk. Oh, Lord, he gone to hell. Why are they doing that in the church? Why is it with your fake, phony asses that you believe that because you love God, that you cannot enjoy life? That's the bull from the pulpit that you have been taught for years. There's nothing wrong in you enjoying yourself and enjoying life, and we have good, clean, adult fun each and every Sunday evening, not in my sanctuary, but in my gym here in Memphis at the Naked Truth Liberation and Empowerment Ministries. So if you're mad, get over it, because this is something, it's a new day, a new thing, and we're trying to save those who are lost.
If you ain't in the contest, set your down. Go back on that set out. She don't need no coach.
Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty.
Come on.
Mike Tyson on the booty. Cover right that booty. Dump that booty on the floor. Shit. Shake till you get a little something. Shit. Show me your mama made a hug.
People are twerking, man, near the house of the Lord. Maybe they're not at the house of the Lord, but at a church-related, a church-sanctioned function. I actually saw an interesting comment on this, and it said that twerking is an ancient African dance.
No, it is not.
No, it actually
is. Is it?
Yes.
Is it? So you mean, yeah, our ancestors?
I mean, I don't know if they were twerking in the sense of like Cash Money Records.
For the 99, 2000?
Yeah, I don't know if they were dropping it low, but most of our dancing comes from, you know.
So you mean our great ancestors was busting it wide open?
Not like that. I mean, I don't know.
It was twerking.
If you say busting it wide open, it just sounds disgusting. But apparently
let's break down both levels of this. First, let's talk about the cussing. I looked at it and I came away from it feeling two separate ways.
Okay.
The first way that I felt about it was, oh my God, here's another pastor acting a darn fool,
mm-hmm,
and almost making a mockery of the gospel. Like, why are you cussing? You're supposed to be a pastor. You're supposed to be the example. But then the self-awareness part of me was like, well, no, you be cussing. And I was like,
you ain't a pastor, though.
I know.
You're a faster. You be eating faster.
But like,
You're a pasta.
Shut up. I don't agree with any of that. The reason why I don't, because I feel like it blurs the line too much. Like
between, wait, you still talking about cussing? You talking about
cussing?
Twerking?
We'll get to the twerking later.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But just the fact that you're cussing and you're a pastor, I have a huge problem with that.
So
I
don't you want to be able to cuss, but he shouldn't.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm
But
saying.
I'm not a pastor.
No, I 100%.
I'm the ratchet part of this show.
I agree. The thing is, I don't think y'all want to believe this, but I've been around a lot of pastors.
Okay.
And when nobody is looking, all they say a cuss.
No, they don't. Don't tell me this. Superman isn't real?
No.
The Tooth Fairy's fake?
No. I mean, yes. But yeah, I don't want to. I mean, that I don't. I'm not excusing it at all. I'm just saying you would be. I actually have been believing the people in the sanctuary.
You've said that a couple times on the program about these things that we're gonna have to have a "What did you see behind the scenes?" episode.
I've been around certain people who say a word that you would not think a person of the really would say.
Now,
oh yeah.
How do you now? Is it less bad because they say it behind closed doors?
I don't know if I have really like quantified it as less bad. I just know, so my brother actually, but this is a crazy story. Okay. We had a show, and I ain't even going
to
say the city,
okay,
right? After the show,
you
know me.
Trying to protect the innocent.
Okay. Or the guilty.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but I don't be going out after my show.
No, let me, before, I babysat for Kevin last night. I'm thinking I'm going to be able to do some laundry. I'm going to be able to watch some Netflix. He's probably not going to be home until 2 a.m. Why did they come back at 9?
9:30.
9:30.
I'm sleepy.
So, yes, you absolutely don't go out.
So, after the show, okay, I be going to bed.
Okay.
So, my brother at this particular show, he's traveling with me. And they're like, yo, we're having this little event, you know, near the hotel. If you want to eat some food, pull up. So, right. I was like, all right, you know, Kevin.
Praise and worship, maybe a little communion.
That's what I'm they might have some meatballs. You know, they be church people Swedish love meatballs in the barbecue sauce.
And red punch.
Man, meatballs and barbecue sauce is church food 101. Yeah,
situation.
Okay, so he's thinking I'm going to get some meatballs and some sauce, mm-hmm, with a toothpick or something.
You know, like something's out there?
Mm-hmm. Bro, he said, first of all, when they pulled up to the place, okay, the ballroom, they made him put his phone in a black bag.
What, was he going to see Kevin Hart perform? Like, yeah. They made him put his phone away? No,
every phone confiscated.
No, you're serious. This isn't a joke.
Dead serious.
They made everybody give up their phones.
Everybody put their phones in a black bag. At the end of the night, we'll give you your phone back.
But he's probably still thinking nothing's awry. He's probably
thinking, that's, look, maybe they just want to let their hair down.
They don't want to be on social media.
Maybe they want to pop the clergy collar.
They don't want you bringing the phone into the ministry. They want you to focus on God.
You didn't have to say that.
I like to say that.
But
that's what they wanted. That
phone goes in, okay. Hennessy comes out.
No, they didn't.
They smoking cigars. They dancing. Hen dog.
You know, that used to be my drink of choice.
I know it. Shannon Sharp was in there. Where they... What? So at this time of my life.
Ooh, skip. Wait, at church?
Not at church.
Okay, it but wasn't a church event.
Church event.
With not, liquor.
I don't even want to say church event. It was after a church event.
Okay.
They had a kickback.
A kickback.
A hen down. You know, okay. It wasn't a wind down.
Did
it
you say hen down?
A hen down. So they're listening to the best of the ratchet music. Sipping on the
heat. So they're not listening to Ty Tribbett and
no. They listening
Kirk
to
Franklin.
21 Savage, things of that nature.
And Henny.
Dancing. We here. Ah. Back it up. For the Lord, back it up.
I don't know if anybody's dancing like that.
Back it up. Back it up. For the Lord, back it up. Back a thing. Do it for Galilee. Do it for Galilee. So my brother comes back the next day because, you know, I was sleeping.
Right, because you don't go out.
He was like, yeah, it was lit.
No, it was a lituation?
Yeah. So now Christian people drink.
And I'm not saying that they can't have fun. But
music. They smoke cigars. Or these people smoke cigars. Right. I don't know, you know. But I say all that to say you would be surprised who people are when nobody's around. Now, again, I want to be clear to the righteous and ratchet people out here of the world. I'm not excusing this.
Right, you're just the news.
I'm reporting the news. I've been in a room or two.
And you've seen some things.
And you just would be surprised at people because at the end of the day, there are people. And I think I know I said this on the John Gray episode. Mm-hmm. We need to allow them the same grace. And I think it's like you expect a certain decor from them. So in the past, like you said, I'm going to be cussing,
right.
I ain't where I need to be.
Right.
But as the pastor,
you should have a different set of standards.
You should not be letting it fly like that.
Like a sailor or something.
Letting it fly.
So let me ask you this. When you watch him, because he does these videos and he's really cussing, it makes me uncomfortable.
It makes me uncomfortable too.
Because I'm like, you're a man of God. You're a pastor, bro.
Yeah. He has his reasoning for it. I don't remember
It's a stupid old reason.
It is. He be just basically, he basically be saying like, this is who I am. I ain't finna stop for y'all, whatever.
But and that's just the stuff I be talking about. I'm telling you, man, like that's such a delicate topic. People govern their lives by their beliefs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And these are the leaders of the churches that we trust, and this is what's going on. So I felt very uncomfortable with him because I don't feel...
Every time I see it,
it makes me cringe. It's like, oh. And I get that he's trying to be rebellious, but he's like quoting scriptures and cussing.
Yeah.
That's just weird. So I don't agree with that at all, and I don't think that any pastor... I'm not saying a pastor can't cuss. Like, if you drop a brick on you, but you're like, oh, I get that. But should you be making videos consciously with a camera in your face cussing your congregation out?
And no. He was the first video when I covered on my channel, he was clapping back at somebody,
man,
for being on him about being a cussing pastor, and he was letting them fly.
He's not the same pastor that was saying the homophobic stuff, was he? Because there was another pastor that was doing that.
That's another guy.
Okay, so we won't touch him for now. So
actually,
was it him?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I see another pastor that was doing. I was just like, what am I watching? So we can agree to say that cussing from a pastor just doesn't feel
less,
right. I shouldn't see it.
Less than desirable.
Less than, at least.
Less than desirable output from the man of God.
Okay.
The man of God. I would want that from
you. I'd rather you just not. You know,
I'd rather you get refrain. That
from you.
From you.
So then moving forward to the
twerk.
The twerk fest in the...
Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 to 2000.
They was dropping it like it was lukewarm. They was dropping like it was lukewarm.
No, they were... They were.
I was like, what am I?
And he was like narrating it.
It made me very uncomfortable. Like,
does it make you feel any better that it wasn't at the church?
No, because he was there. I'm like this, bro.
He was like the host.
And that's what I'm saying, because he was like, y'all don't know, we doing a new thing. Look, but I'm not saying that people that go to church can't go out and turn up. But maybe you as the pastor shouldn't be doing that with them.
At the sanctioned event?
That doesn't make any sense.
Can Christians twerk?
No.
Why can't I? I need it. I would like.
Why are you twerking, first
now,
of all?
I don't want. I would like a certain woman
but you're
in my
married.
Life.
If you're married, then yeah.
Oh, so only the married can twerk?
I don't know. The answers to this.
Just don't try to ban it.
I don't think.
What God is doing in my life, I want him to keep on doing it, amen?
Twerking, though?
Not me.
Oh, okay. Exactly.
But I see, the thing is, here's the thing that's hard for me. I come from a very traditional
me too.
Background
I come from an old school church.
Yeah, you were at the First Church of God. We had at our church picnics when I was growing up, the girls had to still wear jean skirts.
What?
I grew
jean
up
jean skirts.
You women could not wear pants nowhere. You know how hard
is that Kojic?
It was PAW, Pentecostal Assemblies of the World, Acts 2:38, tied on my back. You feel me?
You got snacks.
You know how hard it is. You know how hard it is to play beach volleyball in the sand
in a jean skirt?
With jean skirt.
All you do is just keep falling,
bro. Girls would have to play the drums in jean skirt.
Jean skirt.
Yes, less than desirable opportunity. So that's how I grew up.
So you grew up there. So
church functions. When I was coming up, it was like if it's a church function, you might as well approach it as if you was in the church of the house of God, because God is everywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they go across the street, I imagine, from the sanctuary to the gym, and they throwing that thing in a circle for the Lord.
Throw that thing in a
circle for the Lord.
Look, man, I think this is very bad. I will use a word I rarely use, despicable.
Mm.
I think it's trash.
You're despicable.
You really tickled yourself with that.
I really got a laugh out of it.
It was a good one. I feel like it's the same. I'm not going to compare him to R. Kelly, but this is what I will say. R. Kelly got away and was able to be a predator to women for so long because of his stature in the music business.
Yeah.
And a lot of these were aspiring artists.
Yeah.
You're in his world. He can use his devices to get what he wants. This kind of feels similar to that. Now, I'm not calling him a sexual predator. I'm just saying that you're a man in a very high-ranking position of power, and you're using said power to tell the women in your church to come and twerk.
Well,
that makes me very uncomfortable.
As it should. His reasoning was, I think he said basically, we have a new style of ministry.
How is that ministry?
I want you to feel safe. Don't do what you would do at Ace of Diamonds. No, amen. Man. Do it for the Lord here at the church. I would like to see it.
No,
I will officiate it. It was a twerking competition, by the way.
Who went? Who's judging?
Him.
Does it come off as weird to you? It's creepy,
hold on,
Kevin.
Does a pastor judging a twerking competition at church come off weird to me?
Well, it's not at church. It's at his gym.
Or at the gym near the church?
And then he was cussing.
Yeah, I would say that comes off a little unusual.
And then he was cussing at people for judging him. You blabbity blab. I'm like, bro, this is so wrong, and it's not funny. It's like I feel. I don't know if, is it funny? I take God serious. Like, and I don't take a lot of things
God
serious.
God be laughing.
I get that, but I don't think this is funny.
It is.
It's not, though, because I think it turns into the same type of predatory behavior that we have
to
look out
for. Why are you getting predatory, though? Because they're adults.
But still, it's like, why are you... People... It's almost like...
Finish one sentence.
Okay. This always happens when I talk.
I like it. I don't want people sandwiches.
Buttermilk biscuits. I don't know. But this is how I feel. I feel like it's the same way. You ever take your car to a mechanic and you kind of sometimes feel like you're just at the mercy of them because you don't know nothing about cars. And I've heard, I know some mechanics.
A man like that.
I don't even like getting oil on my hands. I'm just weird like that.
You get cooking oil on your hands all the time. You fry chicken barehanded.
So then you put them in a situation where it's a mechanic and you have to take the car to them and you just have to trust them.
Yes.
It could just be that you need an oil change, but they might charge you for a new transmission just because they
can. Because you're stupid.
Exactly. I feel the same way with church. You're going there because you're the man of God. I trust you. Mm-hmm. I'm having deficiencies in my life. I'm coming to you. I trust you. I'm going to expect you to not get over and do foul stuff just because you can. And when I see you taking that moment to not teach me about Christ, teach me how to get better, you're telling me how to do the stuff that I probably know how to do very well out there.
Yes.
I just have a very inherent problem with that. I've been saying inherent a lot lately. I don't even know if I'm using it.
As long as you don't know, you were.
I have a very inherent problem with that because I feel like that is what's making people run away from God.
Well, his, okay, to that point, his thing is his church is not for everybody. it's for these people. And to his point, like, so I think the point, again, for clarity, not agreeing with him, just stating how he feels. Uh-huh. What he was trying to say, and he said this kind of thing before, my church isn't for everybody, okay?
Well, who is it for? I mean, it sounds like it's just a club.
Well, that's his point. It's like, if you're coming from where you clubbing and turning up, blah, 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 and you want to get your life together, I'm a transitional into serious church. You don't want to
I'm like diet church?
Yeah. You don't want to go, you know, take it like this.
I'm diet
you
want to
say you eat, been eating meat your whole life.
Right.
Okay, and you want to become vegan.
You go
it's a hard
first.
Transition to go from straight meat to raw vegan.
Right.
So first you want to, you know, beyond meat, burger, right. Pescatarian. Mm-hmm. First I want to cut out red meat.
Right. Okay. Meatless Mondays.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can't go straight to quinoa every right. day. It's too big of a jump.
Right.
So in his mind, he's like, you know what? You've been clubbing every weekend. How about you still keep the same dance? Amen. Do it for me in front of the Lord at the church gym.
It makes me feel like he is using his power mm-hmm. for bad. I don't agree with that. I feel like that is wrong. And I'm not saying that it's wrong to twerk. I'm not saying that you're going to go to hell if you twerk. I'm just saying that maybe your pastor of all people in your life shouldn't be encouraging
he
you
shouldn't
to
be
bust
like,
it.
He
should be teaching you about Psalms and Proverbs, not telling you to drop down and get your eagle on. Your pastor shouldn't be doing that. That just shouldn't come out of his mouth. And he seems so convincing. All these people that seem to be following him. I mean, like, it's almost like I can be mad at him.
What would you think? This is me to you.
Okay.
you want to get your life. You want to give your life to God.
I do.
And you go to his church first Sunday. Okay. He says, tonight, y'all, instead of night service, head over to the gym. We having a twerking competition. Are you going to go?
Absolutely. But the reason I'm mad because I trusted you more to lead me.
You're like, why are you having me looking at this? I like it.
I do like what's happening. You do understand I'm coming to you to get away from that. And I trust you so much. If you tell me it's the thing to do, I trust you.
So would you trust like, hey, man, would you be like, man, this is the place for me?
No. No. It was just like, it's hard to say no to twerking. I ain't gonna hold you, Kevin. It's hard to be like, nah, though.
You'll be like, this is so wrong. Wow, look at what the Lord's doing in your life.
And that's why I feel like the problem is because people are so. I just want to know what that competition even looked like. How is he judging? What is his criteria?
I mean, I don't know much about twerking, but you know, certain things should be left to certain people.
Really? It's not Usher Beatrice. Putting down her fans and
if they can't twerk at church, then where can you twerk?
In your privacy of your own home.
You don't want to twerk where nobody can see it?
You don't want to twerk in front of deacons, do you?
You know what the funniest thing about this? You know, when I was a kid, we were always taught that when you go to heaven or apply to get into heaven, they're going to play your whole life in like a movie form at the pearly gates. Can you imagine they get to this part where the people in heaven are just like, all right.
Bruh. So, and then you're like, but I was at church. Like, wait, when the tape... He's in church.
The people in heaven were like, hold on, wait. Twerking competition.
Wait, what?
At First Baptist? This was church.
I feel like...
You gotta give me a pass on this. The pastor said it was cool.
But we were tipping the girls in Bible scriptures. Like, you can't tip girls. Can't make it rain with Leviticus. You cannot do this.
Oh, man.
I feel a certain type of way about it. I feel like they're making a mockery of the gospel. And I feel like people like him... I just don't think you should play with that.
You know what's funny? I really try to see the other side of a lot of things. Mm. I do. It's my
other side
thing.
Of pancakes, waffles, open faced chicken sandwiches. You like to see the other side.
I ain't gonna hold you. When you said open faced chicken sandwich, my first thought was, is it got country gravy? Because
the white one with the pepper in it?
Country gravy on fried chicken with a little bread to hold over. I would like it. I like it a lot.
What were we talking about? I don't know. Who cares?
I'm going to call my wife.
I got a sandwich.
Man, what do you think about open-faced chicken sandwich for dinner? Nobody was roasting me, but low-key, he had a great idea.
It's a dinner plan.
But I ain't going to hold you. I cannot see the other side of this.
I don't see a side where I'm like, upside.
I think, I firmly believe there's a lot of things you can do in the comfort of your home.
Right.
With your group of friends.
True.
Your game night, yes. Whatever. I think when you are at church... Or at a church sanctioned event.
Act like you're at church.
There's a certain amount of things you should be able to do. You know, exactly. Even with your games, you know, there's certain games we play. Taboo. They have Taboo, right. Has like a dirty version. Like if it's me and my married friends, we might play the dirty version. Right. But at a church game night, right. Connect Four.
And see,
the regular version of Taboo.
You actually bring up a good point. I'm willing to bet money that say this man was just like the CEO of a powerful company, like say like Nabisco. Whatever. It's always something.
It's always any powerful company. Nabisco, you know, General Mills, PepsiCo.
As I said, it was like, no, he's going to get you. But it's like.
The CEO of Fried Chicken Incorporated. Any big company that people like.
I really feel like if he was that, he wouldn't have his work. He wouldn't like have like a stop in the work day and be like, all right, you know, Susan from accounting, Brian from docking, everybody come in here and twerk it up. You wouldn't do that at a job.
Sharing from accounts receivable.
You want to receive that back in on the front right now. I don't think he would ever do that, but you'll do it in the house of God.
That wasn't the house of God. It was the gym. Well, I think that for him, that was the thing. It's at the gym, though, next to the church.
I guess it doesn't matter.
I would not want to twerk in front. I would not want to twerk where pastor is around. I don't want, let's be clear.
Yes.
I am not the twerker.
You keep saying it. Every time you say it, I'll be like, do you want to twerk, Kevin? Is this coming down?
I'm just saying.
I got you. You don't want to participate in twerking.
Right. I would not feel right. You know, because now you go up to prayer and then you walking up to him and he's like, remember last week?
When I imagine the pastor laying hands on people, it's to heal them, not to be like, hey, what are you doing, Pastor Thaddeus? But with a name like Thaddeus, I don't know. I just overall, I don't like it. I feel it's a very, very bad look. I feel like you are playing with God. Mm-hmm. And that is something you should. I feel like people need to be careful with that. So I would just say pray for him. I don't even know. So we're on the same page. So we're two for two.
Two for two?
Two for two. We both. I wanted to stop by Burger King to have a two for two. You get it with the fries extra. But no, so we're two for two on our topics. We agree on things today.
What's the other topic?
Well, they're the same topic. The cussing.
Twerking. Yeah.
Okay, so just to put a button on it, we don't agree with cussing pastors or twerking churches.
No.
Just don't do those things. I mean, you can. We can't stop. I ain't going to hold you. I can't stop you.
But I can talk negatively about you on the internet.
Absolutely.
This is what I bring to the discussion.
So what happens if you are at church and this comes out, it just turns out to a twerk fest, you just getting out of there? You hauling out?
I think this ministry is not right for me.
And I'm not even that saved yet. I'm going to wait around a little bit. Like,
you're going to be like, I am so disappointed.
This needs to stop.
I am.
Bounce. Because that's who I am, though, inherently. That's who I am.
Okay, you're just throwing inherently around now. We are just fighting.
I threw it away.
You're ordering food. Can I get a number three inherently large?
I've been using it gratuitously. I have. You're right. So,
using gratuitously right.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Okay, cool. All right, so moving right along.
Why'd you do it to me? It's
going to make sense if you'll let me. You will understand in a moment when I get there.
Gosh. Was that a Soulja Boy segue?
It absolutely was.
That didn't even sound like you.
I did. I said you.
You just sound like you've been practicing your cow mating call.
Mating call?
Hey, what up, Bessie? See what that thing looked like.
So Soulja Boy has had the best week ever.
Oh man.
He's back and he has actually gone on a world tour of interviews, and he's the best troll since 6ix9ine.
Before we get to the interviews,
okay.
Did you see him and Famous Dex arguing on Instagram Live?
Can we please put that on here? Just at least for a moment.
Josh
put
it there. In all your editing skill, please throw.
What in the cyber universe?
Go get the chain back!
It's not wearing a face, man.
How do you take off your jacket and just put your fist up like, you don't want to see me? It's up like that. You're talking to a phone.
Why are you taking, are you going to pick up your phone and be like, I will punch this phone and you going to feel it?
It actually makes really perfect sense when you think about it. He made a song called Kiss You Through the Phone, so he figured he could hit you through the phone. That's what Soulja Boy thought he could.
Why y'all so upset?
He took his jacket off.
Yelling at each other.
And they're in different states. Soulja Boy is burnt
out. I am
out,
on
man.
The first flight to wherever you are. I'm going to keep, you know how hard it would be to keep that same anger on a whole flight? Just, sir, would you like something to drink? Nah. And then you're mad if somebody has to go to the bathroom, like, excuse me, can I get it? And then you fall asleep angry.
You sit there watching a funny movie, trying not to laugh. It just
you have an aneurysm. You have a stroke.
He is, man. Soulja,
it was ludicrous.
He was going, and then he started to go, and but this is where it kind of started to twist. There has been a legitimate conversation that has been started and segued into that Soulja Boy just might be the GOAT.
Here's the thing. As far as using the internet to market yourself as an artist and to market your music,
he's the first.
Soulja Boy is the front runner, the pioneer of that. I mean,
first YouTube rapper,
bruh. He mastered
brilliantly
the internet. Not to mention when he was going on Napster, you were looking for a 50 Cent song. He would put his song up, crank that.
And everybody was doing the Soulja Boy. I remember when Ellen did it. It was uncomfortable to watch, but she did it.
She tried her best.
It was. I was just like, just stop doing
it. And we like, I think, so nobody's going to say he's their favorite lyricist.
Right.
But as a marketer,
he is second to none.
As a marketer, he's got to go down in the annals of hip hop history as the first one. The annals of history.
Kind of gross.
No, that's anal. Oh. You're thinking of.
Oh. Annals. Annals?
Two ends. Like, a Bible word for like where they store historical documents.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Learn something new every day. You knew what annals meant before, Josh?
You're the only one who didn't know. The baby knows. She's like, the annals. The annals of Baby Shark.
So he was very...
Oh!
He was very...
Bro, he was viral.
Viral McGee.
And he used dances
just
to sell his music.
And
he sold ringtones like
he did do ringtones
crazy. Now that one doesn't catch as much. Like we don't respect that as much because ringtones kind of died out as a thing. But how many people? There's no Silento without Soulja Boy. Silento, now watch me whip.
What's Silento?
Silento is the rapper who did Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay-Nay.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
And he did. I didn't know that. You I didn't know
Silento. Now watch me whip.
Now watch me Nay-Nay.
Yeah, you a miracle whip. So you're a jerk. Everybody who did that song and dance at the same time, or you found out about the song before, even Block Boy J or Block Boy JB, is it Block Boy JB?
Yeah, Block Boy the
yeah. He thank Soulja Boy.
Yeah,
pay your respects to the GOAT.
And even people like my hero Drizzy Drake. Bought that flow on
so
Tell Me
Drake.
What's really going on, Drizzy, back up it. He has had
Drake?
That,
and he gave us that.
And we're going to be able to ride that for at least until the summer. Drake?
I know what you said.
What?
Cake? Cake? Do I not want cake?
Cake?
Of course I want cake.
He was very entertaining, but this is the one unfortunate thing that the way DeAndre did this, you see what I did there? His name is DeAndre.
What? That was clever.
The way DeAndre did this, he missed on a really golden opportunity.
What?
Look, he's a very polarizing personality. He makes you want to watch him.
Mm-hmm.
So is Cardi B. As personality, so is Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Mm-hmm.
What do Tekashi 6ix9ine and Cardi B have that Soulja Boy doesn't have?
Well, Tekashi has jail time.
You know what
Cardi
I mean.
B has a baby.
I
want to guess.
They have hit records.
Are you saying Soulja ain't got no hits?
Not now.
Yeah, but you ain't saying Soulja got no hits?
We're talking about back in the day.
Oh, but you tell me Big Soulja got hits.
Not now.
But he had them.
Not
Big Draco ain't got no hits?
What's the last song he had that was good?
Kiss Me Through the Phone? I don't know.
It was 2008.
But he already...
You still had a hairline the last time he had a hit.
Shout out to Father Time. Also, Cardi B might...
What?
She might have a little thanks to Big Draco too.
How?
Internet. Cardi B used it's different. She Cardi B's best asset is her personality.
That's what it is.
But she used the internet.
She did.
To make you aware. Now Big Draco might not have hits right now, but you also got to remember he was like 14 producing his own music.
We do forget that. We do forget that.
It is hard.
Yes.
For rappers to be on top for 10 15 years.
And he really did originate a lot of. So I remember.
How old is Soulja Boy? 28 now?
Yeah, he's only 28. I remember, like, all the little kids used to write Soulja Boy on their glasses.
Oh, gosh.
Like, why would you write on your glasses? Now you just can't see through them.
Bro, he been out here.
He has.
Because think about it. Outside of, like, actually, outside of Jay-Z.
I know you're not.
No.
Referencing.
No. I am, but here's why.
No, you're.
Listen. You're not. This is not going to be a sound boy bite. How many rappers outside of Jay-Z have been able to be relevant with good music for 20 years? Rap does not age well. Future's latest album, people's like, bro, we heard these songs before it even came out. People, the snippet of whatever song, and we'll talk about Future a little later. Oh. But people was like, bro, I ain't trying to hear that. Rappers do not have that shelf. They're not
Really right.
Yeah, so Soulja Boy, he was on for a minute.
And then he was able to diversify his portfolio with Soulja watches. Soulja consoles. I think he got to stop putting Soulja in front of the name of everything. Soulja shoes. Soulja hats. Shut up, Soulja. Soulja that.
He's marketing himself. I don't know. But he was saying he sold hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You were saying, like, and he was sunning people in these interviews. Even when he was
surprised nobody fought him.
Even when he was cornered into a corner and he didn't make sense, he still pivoted out and made the other person look stupid.
Did you see what he said?
The Dustin?
Academics?
Uh-oh. What did he call him fat?
When you're fat,
bruh,
people just saying, shut up, fat boy.
We text that to each other. That's always the ultimate trump card when you're fat. I used to be good at roasting. That's such a fat ass. I'd be like,
there's nothing to say back.
All right, grandma, cool. But you ain't really had to talk to your only grandson like that. Like, it just ends all argument. You know what it's the equivalent of?
What?
When you argue with somebody and they ain't got no more backup, they just, well, I'll beat you.
Adrian Broner.
Exactly.
I'd be 7-0 against you, though. He's a 75-year-old white man. I would hope you could beat him up. But that's the thing. Like, Soulja Boy had, hold on. I just want to pull up some documents, okay?
Man, we don't want to see your recipes about chicken fried rice.
I just want to pull up Soulja Boy's discography.
But why is he your search history and it says how to make brown rice not crunchy? What are you be Googling? Why are you Googling this?
Hold on. Just bear with me, y'all.
Brown rice is always crunchy. I never think about
that. You don't be eating
no
brown rice. It's white rice. You put syrup on it.
Oh, really? That's what puts the...
Crank that, though. August 12, 2007.
What?
This is his 12th year in the game now? Is that the right math?
Yeah, you know I'm Rain Man with the numbers. It is.
The DeAndre Way, 2009.
Since you're picking it up, how many albums has he sold?
How many albums has he sold?
Yeah.
Let me find his discography. Here it goes. SouljaBoyTellHim.com, mm-hmm. 2007. I, SouljaBoyTellHim, 2008. What? He just
put an I on it?
I, SouljaBoyTellHim, 2008. The DeAndre Way, 2010. Loyalty in 2015. Tours, he's been on tour. America's Most Wanted.
We know he. Okay, so, and he was saying that he is responsible for the Migos success.
Now, here's my
Chief Keef.
He was taking a lot of credit.
He said Drake, Ariana Grande. But actually, Ariana Grande did use his Pretty Boy swag.
But I heard that he sold that from somebody else. And that's when DJ Academics got told to shut up, Fat Boy. Because he said that, and he was like, he stole the line that you stole from somebody else. He was like, nah, shut up.
Okay, Fat Boy, he was just like,
that doesn't.
He just swallows that. It just
doesn't really change anything. But
I just feel like he missed a golden opportunity. Because now it's like, okay, you're trolling us.
But do you want to hear a song from Soulja Boy right now?
No.
Because here's my thing, especially with rap.
Mm-hmm.
Drake probably is one of the best at this because he just culturally appropriates a lot of different sounds.
He does.
But the sound you come out with, it's hard to change. When they had Rev run on the BT Cypher and he was still, and then a hut to the two when the three, bro, and
didn't
don't
he have, didn't
know.
Didn't he have the sermon thing on? Didn't he have
that style of rapping is for a certain time period.
Right.
Remember when Drake, early in Drake's career when everybody was like, it was always like last name greatest, first name ever. And everybody was doing that type of rapping.
But then Ludacris like killed it with the coming down the street like I'm a parade, Macy's.
Yes. Imagine if Drake was still rapping like that right now. Right. I don't think Soulja Boy can switch his flow up to sound like what we are accepting music from. That's what I was saying. Jay-Z is, he's just, this is how I rap.
Right. And
my lyrical never had to change. My lyrical content is going
to
change, but my rapping style
will be the same.
Now, look at Eminem. Love that. When Chris D'Elia put that video up, bit a little Baffet and then a napkin. Now it's just like Eminem, bro. We
I'll
don't
be trying to listen to him rap. I'd be like, I just want you to stop.
That angry, more meatloaf. You know what? Don't nobody want to hear that from Eminem.
You know what I feel like when Eminem's on, like when he's rapping? Mm-hmm. I feel like somebody just got on the treadmill and put it like 30 miles an hour. That's like how I assimilate his raps. It's just too many words, too many syllables. It's impressive, but it's like,
why was it cool when he first came out?
Because it was new.
But now you don't want to hear it.
I don't know. I don't want to.
Ludacris. His raps have not aged well.
Nelly. Chingy.
Yeah, Chingy.
Chingy's opening up for the B2K tour.
Yeah.
And he was like practicing his raps. He looked like an old uncle.
Bro.
He just like the uncle who always thinks
it
don't.
Well.
It don't.
You got your, now lyrical people like J. Cole.
Right.
I don't think he'll have any problem.
Yeah, Kendrick.
I don't think Kendrick will have any problem.
Drake
because
be
also
good.
They're not really following, but Migos, that bro, in 10 years you're not going to want to hear that.
Too much. I'm kind of over it now. It's like,
once they started releasing their own solo album,
it's like
enough,
all
enough.
It sounds like is just a Migos song without the other two.
Yes. And then they're featured on them all the time. It's just like,
why don't I just do Migos?
But Kiss Me Through the Phone. Yeah. Pop about that bad. They'll say, what's up?
Good money. He got his.
So bad but good.
All the girls are getting sad. My pity boy. He got hits. He got it out
Kiss
there.
Me through the phone.
But let me ask you this. This is the most important. Two questions. First, would you buy a Soulja console for Zay and Joe? You think that they play?
I didn't watch the full, in the interviews, he never really explained what that
they
was.
They said that basically he got like sanctioned for refurbishing old Nintendos and PlayStation and just kept the guts, changed the outside, and then put Soulja on it.
So are the games embedded into
that's
the console?
That's what he was saying, but it didn't really make a lot of sense what he was saying. He was like,
you
know, I
know
what I'm
talking about, like
where the games are already programmed.
Yeah, like the little mini Nintendo.
Yeah,
I couldn't really figure out what his HD. It just looked like, I don't want to shade him because I appreciate the entrepreneurship, but it's like on a video game where you're like, game, house. It's like that. Like, I think this is what game looks like. It's like when you're making a movie and you don't want to step on PlayStation's toes, so you just put HD video game, I like it.
Or you just make it like a fake name, like not PlayStation, but work. I don't know. I was going to do like something the opposite of it. But
I was doing was
it
working.
It was good. I didn't need to stop it. That's my thing sometimes. Let me ask you this, though. For the finale on Soulja Boy, do you think he makes a comeback now? Because I feel like he ain't coming on music, so I'm just like,
I don't think
now you're just trolling just to troll.
I don't think he makes a comeback on rapping. I don't think people are going to go on and listen to his music.
Did you know that he performed at Barclays, sold out crowd, at ASAP Fest? Yams Day.
But did he sell it out?
No, they just let him come on, but it was like in front of thousands of people, and they was all rocking with
him. Why are you crediting him, though?
Because he performed there.
But you said he sold it out.
Well, he didn't sell it out.
But he was a part of a sold-out show?
He was a part of a sold-out show. But I don't know if people knew he was going to be there. But he's surprised that he got a good reaction from the crowd.
I'm sure Soulja Boy has a great performance. I met Soulja Boy at ADD.
I met him, too.
He was super funny.
Great guy.
And he knows a lot about gaming.
He does. But do you want to buy the new Soulja Boy album?
In fairness, I never bought any Soulja Boy music, but I enjoyed it. It was fun music. Everybody's not going to be rapping about their dark passenger in life. Some people, you just want a little like, this is kind of cool. And my kids do a little dance to it. And all right, kids, this is what we're going to do for the fifth grade performance day. They're going to do you. But hey, that first opening beat of boom, Crank That.
Boom, it's hands down. Everybody knows what time it
is now. Oh my! Turn it on.
As soon as you hear them steel drums,
turn it on.
You know what? You want to actually turn the song?
I want to play. I want to feel a little bit of Crank That. Soulja Boy, tell him. Now watch me. You ain't that shoulder boy. I got it.
No, I'm playing on speaker.
Play it on the speaker.
Just play like a couple seconds. Also, we don't get flagged. Yeah.
Okay. Play what?
Just like a couple seconds.
A couple seconds.
All I want to hear is just the.
I got it, though. Steel drum? You take it too long.
I got it. Here you go.
I already have it. You're going to have to start over.
Soulja Boy, tell him.
What'd you say, Josh?
They're worth the time of their life. Is this the Lean with the Rocket?
Watch me, great Nick. Hey, watch it. You need to lose weight. You
did all that for that.
Absolutely. It's all set up for the joke. But it
gets the party started.
Oh, my gosh. And he's going to have a killing for, because now like 2000s music is what 90s music are. You know, they're having 2000s parties.
Are they?
Oh, it made me feel old. And they're dressing with big clothes and like throwback jerseys. And people are having 2000 parties like we had 90s parties.
Wow.
You know how far the year 1990 was?
How long ago was it?
29 years ago.
I'm about to be 40 this year.
You are.
But 40 is the new 30, so that means I'm actually about to be 30.
40 is always going to be 40.
40's 40?
40's 40.
No, but it's the new 30.
No.
I don't look 40.
What does that thing mean anyway?
It means
what does that phrase mean?
It's like it's a newer version. Like back in the day, at 40, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means.
I don't know.
But I feel young. So just to put
and
a button.
That's all that matters.
Just to put a button on Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy.
I feel like I'm happy for him and I hope he makes some money off of this. But I feel like this was just one big troll and you don't really get paid for trolls. I was entertained though.
He probably would land on a reality show or I think he's on Marriage Bootcamp.
I think he does have a show.
Oh yeah. Marriage Bootcamp. He has a movie coming out about that shooting. I'm interested. He told a great story. I can't lie about that.
I'm not mad. Like, he's a very polarizing individual. Mm-hmm. I got nothing but love for him. Another polarizing individual that had a rather eventful weekend, and he's becoming a really big troll as well. Adrian Broner.
I very much dislike
Why?
Adrian Broner. Why? I feel personally.
That's AB. If that was for you, it'd be about biscuits. about brunch.
Ah, you stumbled.
About brisket?
That's good.
About bouillon cubes.
Okay, enough. Bouillon is a funny word.
It just really is.
It gets bouillon cubes.
But
over
it's
here.
Okay. Why don't you like him?
Here's my thing. His antics do not match up to his skill. If you are going to act ridiculous all the time,
you better know.
You
how to fight.
Should fight better than he fights.
I'm gonna need you to throw more than 8 punches in a round. I could throw more than 8 punches in a round.
He be saying dumb stuff in the press. I don't know why I feel.
I figured it out. No. It's not a black thing. Don't you put that on us.
No. It's a black thing where we feel like we have to own our part of everybody's race.
It's not even. This is what it is. This is what it is with him. It's the same thing with Soulja Boy. Same thing with Tekashi 6ix9ine. It's more important to try to go viral. When you can. You just got beat up for 36 minutes.
By a 40-plus year old
man. By a 40-year-old man. You 30. And you got the brakes beat off you. He got beat up so bad, he beat Manny Pacquiao's mind into his. And he thought he won the fight.
It's in the.
And then your post-fight interview is the most ridiculous thing I've ever. Everybody know I won that fight. The whole crowd was like.
No,
even the people behind him was like, what fight was he? Is he here?
I did it for the hood.
The hood was like, don't put that on us.
The hood is like, sir, we are committing crimes right now.
And then when he ran out of poison, say he threatened Jim Gray. Yeah. Oh, I'll beat you up. Of course. Yes.
That's what you should be able to do.
That's where you're going to land with this? Like,
I watched that fight.
You paid for that?
I watched it.
You out here with bootleg cable? Kev!
I said, Lord. I ain't going to pay for no Broner fight. Yeah. A link was sent to my phone. It accidentally
was
sent
to me.
Yeah, I thought you were eating biscuits.
That's what you think my Saturday nights are consumed of? And even if I was, I just couldn't stop and watch the fight? that's what you think
of
me?
You know when it's biscuit time? It's biscuit time.
Biscuit time.
I feel like you open the oven like, biscuit time. Why don't you have a shirt on? I don't want nothing in the way between me and my biscuits. I want to kiss them through the phone.
Bruh, I just feel like he's entertaining, but then it's like
but
you said.
Is he?
No.
Did you? Oh, I'm going to tell you. He had annoyed me to no end. But the Uber driver situation,
yeah,
where he was
cool.
The dude, like, terrified.
He got banned for life. How do you get banned from life?
from Uber because he got that dude in a unsafe situation. I don't like Adrian.
What did
Barter.
He do?
He was like grabbing the wheel, playing the music real loud. They were yelling at the dude. The dude stopped the car and hopped
like
out.
You got it, and then left his own car.
Left his own car because Broner acting stupid. He was humping people in one fight. He's just a
he's a child.
A buffoon.
He's all right.
Unless he sees this video,
I was saying
you might not have hands for Manny Pacquiao, but I'm sure you have hands for me.
Absolutely, you'll be Manny Snackyow.
You know what's the worst part of that? I was trying to think of something for Manny Pacquiao to say to you, and I was like digging through my mind. I was like, I got nothing. I searched the Rolodex of my mind for jokes. And even if I don't think I would have had Manny Pacquiao, that
made me feel good on the inside.
You deserve to have a healthy laugh.
That was fun.
Manny Pacquiao.
But anyway, no, I feel like.
Hold on. You 8 punches thrown.
That was the sad
part.
Because the messed up part was he was putting his hands up and still getting hit.
Bro, Pacquiao.
How you do this and. This is what are these even here for?
Okay, I'll do this. You're hitting me.
He came around the gloves.
Pacquiao, they're one picture where he socked cuz.
He hit him one time and he did that one back part of the electric slide. He was just, but that's the only part he was doing. He didn't want no parts of it. And then he had Fashion Nova shorts on.
That I'm not mad about. What? Fashion Nova hands out.
What's the deal with Fashion Nova? Why do I feel like everybody wears their clothes? But it could be like from Dave East or Kendrick Lamar to
Fashion Nova.
Random Thotty on the gram.
Almost all their marketing budget is on influencers.
Really?
Yes. All
really?
Their marketing is influencer. You know, I didn't even know Fashion Nova had a brick and mortar store.
What's brick and mortar?
You're thick and mortar. Brick and mortar is like a physical building.
Oh,
I thought they were online.
Is that like
only.
An actual store or is that like the name of a store?
No, actual store. Like Walmart is
okay,
a brick
and
mortar
brick
building.
And mortar. Okay, gotcha.
So they just opened one at the mall by my house. You know, Fashion Nova is like, they bring in money.
They said Cardi B, she dropped the line like on Christmas or something and it sold like a bunch of millions.
They do.
I didn't have the numbers,
so
a bunch of millions.
A bunch of millions. But they do numbers for real.
So
I mean, if they're going to pay sponsorship for your shorts.
But see, this is what I didn't like. Okay, so I'm all for if you have the theatrics. I'm all good with that. I can deal with that. And I'm even okay if you get beat up. But you're in the middle of a fight and you're looking at the clock like you just got better things to do.
This is the thing I hate about Broner. You reminded me because you said that.
Okay.
He thinks he's Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd has a lot of antics. With the money and stuff.
But them hands behind it.
Hands, but he's
disciplined.
Floyd's also telling, he's selling you a story.
Mm-hmm.
Because before, when he was Pretty Boy Floyd, he was not selling like that.
He wasn't.
Money Team Mayweather. Floyd, that is
a villain
that he created, right? But Floyd is always gracious to his opponents after
always,
the fight.
Always, always.
Broner was cussing at them. He was racist in after the fight. It's always like that with him.
And it's just...
Just be a good boxer.
And that's it. That's all we really want for you. I don't care if you even do all this stuff, but can you just...
Box fight? Good first.
And that's another thing. People got to stop with that. Like we be trying to crown people as the next Floyd. Floyd was disciplined on a different level.
Yes.
Like, and as much as you've seen him with the rollies, like, you know what I'm saying? Me and him, we got the same jeweler. So, you know, when you see this or you see the bust down on him, you know we got the watch game fluid. But then you'll also see him running at 2:00 in the morning.
He
10 miles or something crazy.
The best boxer.
Absolutely.
Pound for pound, the best boxer.
Adrian Broner is just a great. He's not even a great showman because it's like you got to look at it.
You got to look at
but
it.
Then it's just like, it's just a mess though. Like now I just feel like because then he was like almost bragging about the money he was going to spend. It's like, okay, well now you just told us you duped us. I'm never going to pay to watch a fight of yours again. And this was his first big pay-per-view fight.
Was it?
Yeah, and then he was like, I think he'd just be trying to go viral. I'll put that on God and them.
I think he just wants to get his shorts said that.
His shorts on God and
God
them? And then he went out there and got beat up?
The Lord was like,
the inner with the casino face.
Whose boy is that? Hey, my man.
Now I don't even want to watch him fight anymore. I feel like his antics are entertaining to a limit. Then it's just like, okay, now you're just irritating. How do we land on Adrian Broner?
Coon.
Yeah, he is kind of coonish,
and I don't be liking to say coon.
And all the but we got a lot of jokes. and fun stuff.
Oh, he gave me a great video
from that.
Somebody asked, "Do you really think you won that fight?" And that man said, "When you order a cheeseburger and you want cheese on
it's
it,
it's like now you're trying to be a stand-up comedian.
That's what you think." But the analogy made no. What is, I don't even know what point you were
now
trying
you're
to
just
make.
Saying stuff.
Just words are you're coming
just,
out.
You're just saying things. So yeah. So yeah. I don't want to watch them fight again. So
no,
whatever
no,
with
no,
them.
No.
We were able to watch some Netflix stuff.
No, we ain't talking about, talk about that yet. That? Not yet.
Okay.
Because on Blacks That Anger Be for 200, Alex.
Okay.
Who's Future. Next?
Future.
He's mad at Russell Wilson.
He got to stop.
He said, and I quote, "He ain't no man like that, because if he was, he wouldn't let Ciara even have my name in her mouth."
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you where I can relate to Future. This is where I can relate to
Here's
him.
And
you know how I can. You know how I can relate to him too. We were talking about, you got a 10-page document.
Well, you're not lean. That's one way you can't relate.
So this is how I really feel. And you know, because you got, you know, whatever. I texted you about this over the weekend. Future understands in his mind, in his heart of hearts, he let a good woman go.
Mm-hmm.
And the more time goes on, he's feeling that.
Yes.
I can relate. I've lost a good woman before, and it's nothing. And then she's just with a new dude, and he doing the right
smiling?
Thing.
Smiling?
You can't do nothing about it. And now it don't. The crazy thing, and the whole dichotomy of that situation that probably makes it very insane, is that he has all the money and things to get any woman in the world, but she got her own money.
Mm-hmm.
And her dude got money.
And he... also has hands.
And he has hands. And he's a great dad. He's a quarterback on the NFL.
You know who Russell Wilson is? You remember Liar Liar?
Yeah.
And like the guy was like, "Ugh, the claw's gonna get you."
Yeah.
That's what I think Future sees when he sees Russell Wilson. A cornball.
That's a hilarious analogy.
The claw. That's what he sees.
But see, I think in his heart, he's just like, because, you know, him and Ciara were serious.
They had matching fake dreads.
Did they?
Well, he had dreads and Ciara had matching fake dreads. You never saw the picture?
I mean, I probably just probably been some time.
Faux locks. Oh, it was delightful.
And I feel like, and I'm telling you, man, because you'll go through that as a man. Like, you can think that you want to be out there and have any woman that you want. You think that's cool until you hit a certain point and it ain't.
Yeah.
And then you know you let a good woman go and it's a good man take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
That is a tough pill to swallow. Trust me.
Yeah.
I've had to. I know that that is difficult for him. I feel like he's acting out. I feel like he's acting like a child.
Yes.
And he should just like, bro, you sound like a, I don't want to say he sounds like a bitter woman because that makes it seem like I'm dissing women. But he don't sound like a man. Like you just,
but
why
if,
are you even
he,
worried about
if
her?
If he were a woman, we would call him.
Exactly.
That.
We would call him bitter. Because it's like, bro, why are you even, she's not out here talking about you. Every time they put a mic, you're supposed to be promoting your album that sounds like all your other albums.
And Future got other baby mamas.
That you should probably be worried about.
They never get no talk about.
But you always got to talk. And I don't like that. I have a very inherent problem with people when they are like, if you've been dealing with somebody, when you've been dealing with somebody and you just don't want to let them go and be happy.
Yes.
That shows that you're deflecting and you're really dealing with some things on it. Like, of all things, like that is the mother of your child. She has moved on and she's happy. Why do you keep talking about her?
Also, Russell Wilson will beat you up.
For real though.
Let me.
Don't ever play.
He will beat you up. The dude plays professional football.
Yes.
Future's not in that athletic position to be intimidated.
He's like a praying mantis with his shirt off. like the aliens in Men in Black. Like that's what I feel like.
Ah, Juan Gazette.
That's how I feel like Future would look if he disrobed. Like.
Oh, Men in Black built. Russell Wilson will separate
will
your head
you.
From. He will dog walk you, as Cardi B
yes,
said.
Yes.
So, and but does he do that? No. He has a video of them dancing. Here's how I'm gonna get to you, Fuch. Listen, Fuch. I'm gonna
listen, Fuch.
I'm gonna dance with your son.
Oh.
I'm gonna. He gonna wear my jersey.
And then whatever interviewer asked him a question, like, "Why did you know Russell Wilson be playing football with your son?" He's like, "Man, he all right quarterback. You know, I would like for him to teach my son some things, but he's soft because he let his woman just run all over him." Like, shut up, Future, and get over your past.
One other thing I want to mention about Future. Okay. This is just an interesting thing. Nothing to do with Ciara Russell Wilson.
Uh-huh.
Did you know he stopped using lean a while ago? but continued to rap about it because he didn't think his fans would accept him rapping and not including drug use.
I don't respect that.
That is,
I don't like Future. Just, well, let me tell you.
Well, hold on. The terrible father part of him, you're like, I still understand.
It's a lot of terrible fathers.
but the promoting drug use, this is where I draw the line.
Yeah, I was trash about it. He's trash anyway. I mean, I was already quietly just being like, ugh. But just the fact that you got to understand your platform. Bro, you got millions of kids who listen to you. You know kids is dropping dead left and right over drinking and stuff. And I ain't saying that you got to make a PSA.
If you're not drinking it,
you still going to promote that?
Bro, have you noticed the trend in rap is trending away from
drugs,
crime. We off that. Meek Mill came home with the y'all stay in school. Yo, books are cool.
That,
he didn't rap like that, but you know.
What was that song that he did with Jay and
What's
Rick Ross?
Free.
That was one of the most powerful songs I think I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And we off that. There's all that ODing and being on drugs, bro. You part of the problem, bro.
Yes.
Stop. You sound like a jealous
dude. And if you're gonna rap about it while you're using it, at least stop rapping about it when you stop using it.
Exactly, because you got like and like those are really dangerous drugs. You know, maybe that's why I was instantly off him, because anybody that knows me know I have my own struggles with addiction and sobriety. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't respect that, bro, because you're very influenceable. Is that a
influential?
Word? Influential to children.
And inherent.
Inherently, you're wrong for what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I just feel like you shouldn't do that. Especially if you know enough. I feel like this. I can't respect it. If you know enough to stop doing something, but you want to tell other people that, that's sucker talk. I don't like that. I'm not into that.
You're upset right now.
Yeah, I get in my feels. And now you know why else I'm upset? Because I was in the comments last week and I heard everybody talking about my reps was trash. I had a rough day.
You had a tough wrap up.
You just mad because you kicked it on your 2-minute message. No.
The wrap
bah,
up,
bah, 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 bah. I was like,
the wrap up is inherently more difficult than the message. You got to do it on beat. You have more than one word, so we switch it up. Are we done with all of our topics?
We're done.
Okay, so here's we switch up the wrap up for this week. First of all, we had this game called Verse, a rap game, and Doughboy was actually really good at it when we used to play it at the job. So the way it works, I'm going to give Doughboy a better shot at success because. With rapping, it's a timing thing.
It's a time. And when you would shout out the word and it would throw me off.
I was throwing off at different times of the
bar. It was like we were running in a relay and we kept dropping the baton.
Yeah, well, you would never be running in a relay. You would be cheering from the sidelines with popcorn.
Gotcha.
But actually, the game has words in it. So hopefully you guys can see them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give Doughboy all 6 words ahead of time.
Right.
He's going to hit the beat. He's got to use all 6 words.
And then what I want you to do is when you give me all 6 of the words, then give me one at a time, and then I'll just know. We just don't have to say it. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what?
So when you say the 6 words for the people at home that can't see them, right? And then when I start rapping, then just put the card to the audience and then turn
it
to me.
Am I going
to
go in the order?
You don't have whatever order you want to do. And then when I see it.
But how am I going to make sure you got the timing on it?
What do you mean? Because I'm just going to start rapping about whatever.
And I'm going to show it to you until you use it.
Right, exactly. Okay. Exactly. And then you can show the audience and then show me, and then I'll hit that word, then you tuck that one, and I'll go to the next
one. So do you want me to say all the words?
Say
right
all the
now.
Words now so the people at home that aren't watching this can know what the words
okay.
are.
Okay. The first word is doctor.
Okay.
Doctor.
Yes.
Dr. Pepper. Dr. Miracle. Human. Okay. Word number 2. Human. You don't have to do these in order?
No. Well, I mean, I can. Okay. Mix them up after this. That'll make it easier. That'll make it so you know I didn't plan it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hero.
Okay.
Large sandwich. He purchases them. Yes. Eel.
Eel.
Okay. A snake. A little baby snake. Okay. Also makes good sushi. Hair.
Okay.
I have none of it.
Yeah. Or a hairline.
Neither. And alien. Future alien. Looks like one of these from Men in Black.
That was a funny video.
Okay. That was
now
great.
Shuffle them up.
I'm
so now when
them
I stop when I start rapping. Just show the audience the card and show it to me, and that's what I'm going to do.
And then just hold it there until you...
Until I say the word, and then go to the next one.
Okay, so test the speaker. Joshy Gunn's our producer. You will hear him in the background from time to time because that's the type of show we're running. He's in our studio audience. He producer.
Hold on a second.
Did your battery die?
Yeah.
Of course it did.
Cover 2 seconds.
Of course it did. I mean, Doughboy's just not prepared. I'm not going to cut. I'm going to talk about it. Doughboy was supposed... Josh said, hey, man. See, let me tell you something about Josh. Josh, come in. Sit in for a second, Josh. Josh is our head of production here at Kev On Stage Studios. Josh said... Josh always wants to take us to the next level. Josh said, no, you stay over there until I finish.
No, you wait your turn.
Plug up the mic. You wait your turn.
Wait your turn.
Josh is always trying to take our stuff to the next level. He said, Doughboy, here's the cord. I want you to plug this in, buy this. It's going to connect the music to the recorder. That's not it.
Simple instructions, Doughboy.
Simple instructions. Josh, did Doughboy do it?
No. Did you call it?
And Josh came and said, hey, Kev, I told Doughboy to get a cord. Do you think he got it? Doughboy absolutely didn't get a cord.
Why don't you believe in me? Maybe I did it to prove a point. You should believe it.
He didn't bring the cord.
He's got an Amazon Prime. You didn't even have to leave the crib for it.
Didn't have to leave the crib. He orders Amazon Prime rib anytime he gets a chance. He didn't have a phone charger at first. I ain't got no charger. He forgot his own speaker. This is your segment. This is your time to shine.
We set up a whole other microphone.
Just for you.
Since he forgot to buy the cable, and he lets his computer die.
And now his computer is dead.
Leave me alone.
We don't ask for much here at Kev on Stage Studios, but we do ask for timeliness and professionalism.
As you can see.
And we ain't cutting until you are set up, because you ain't doing what you're supposed to do.
For me to do, then I'm not going to do
it. Now you're ready.
You're ready. Get out of
here, flock of seagulls.
I never understood that nickname to Josh. All right.
Flock of seagulls.
So you got the word.
Shuffle them up.
I already shuffled them.
And shout out to my brother, Day One. He made the beat.
Somebody else sent beats. If you guys want us to have beats for this, send them to
me. Just shout out my man. So you're going to be like, anybody else send some beats.
No, I mean, people have been sending me beats, but send them to Doughboy. I am Doughboy TV dinner at Gmail. But it's just I am Doughboy TV. All
right.
But he's eating a hungry man. You do know this. Okay.
Hold on.
Still not in the speaker.
Hold on. What happened? Oh, I got something. What's going on? Okay, I'm sorry.
We're just trying to run an operation here. I mean, we just.
Oh, man.
How is you guys' day going? Are you listening to this at work?
Cut,
nah, I don't want to cut because I want people to know you're messing up.
We're connected now.
Are you sure?
Yes. Are you ready, Joshua?
Are you ready, Doughboy?
Do you have your words?
Josh is ready. I got my words ready. Can they see that in the camera?
I
want to
play.
Yes.
Okay.
This is just a whole... I just set up the thing. Hold on. Did I say this when you messed up the paternity test?
It says not connected.
Okay, no, that's not my fault, though. I never opened a paternity test.
Yeah, but you open a Snickers every day, right? Fat boy. You got to turn the Bluetooth on. That was his fault.
I'm not blaming Josh for anything. I just won't do it.
Can you be patient?
Okay. There we go. Now you're set up. Are you good?
Are you good?
Okay. Are you ready, Kevin?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Righteous and Ratchet, following? Okay. You got the first word. Here we go.
Got the first word. How long is the beat? Is it long enough to rap?
Okay, that's not me now. That's not me. You're going to just let this keep going?
Yeah.
Dude, that's...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm going to let you do it. Okay, look. Boom.
Is the speaker dead?
Bluetooth. Sound checks.
Are you guys doing okay? Righteous and Ratchet people of the world?
This isn't my fault, guys.
It is.
It is my fault. I need to be more self-aware. Okay. Are we good?
Doughboy produces Righteous and Ratchet.
I do. I have some big news coming soon on one of these next episodes. Wait for it.
Stay tuned. You love to tease.
I do.
You love to tease.
I do. All right. Are we good now?
Are we good?
Okay. Here we go. There we go.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay. Look. Look. See, Doughboy. That is your fault, sir.
Is that my fault?
I didn't do anything.
What did I touch?
It was just perfect.
Just play it out of the laptop. Okay. Put it on your
laptop. Next to the ground. Okay. Run the beat back.
Okay.
Sick of Doughboy.
I'm sick of it.
Hi, some help. Here, can you put it down there?
Better feel another thing. The chicken tenders you can get.
And we're not cutting. You'll see in Asuka. We don't cut.
Okay, go ahead. Here we go.
Hi, baby.
Just hit the pound. I mean the space.
He knows how to start music on a laptop. Hi, my man.
All right, that's gonna have to work. Look, good. You ready? Tell me how we sounding. We good? Yeah.
This isn't a studio.
Go. Okay, let's go. Look, everybody know a dough is a big deal. I come in riding, driving the steering wheel. Turn this to me so I can tell you how I feel. If I go to order sushi, I'm gonna order some eel. Yeah. You know what I'm doing. I come on the mic and you know that Doughboy start moving. When I start rhyming and proving, I'm never ever losing. They be like, that boy Doughboy, he act like he ain't even human. I be doing my thing and look at the card, yeah.
I be doing my thing, I'm rapping hard, yeah.
Yeah.
You wanna go against Doughboy, I do not really care. I got a whole bunch of it, but Kev ain't got no hair. Yeah.
That was not necessary.
I still go, and you know that Doughboy is a hero, yo. You know they can then try to play me then. I be like out of this world like I'm an alien.
Hey.
Yeah, you know that dope boy spit proper. Hit you like Big Papa on the microphone. I'm a doctor and I'm still like Silk the Shocker. When I'm running off of the top, y'all saying dope boy ain't got no bars. You need to stop it.
Alright, pause it. I want to give you another shot because I feel like you found your groove.
Yeah.
We found our Righteous and Ratchet groove and you stunk it up last week.
Yes.
I'm going to give you another shot.
Another shot?
Because I'm feeling the vibe. Okay. Let me get six more words of
him. Oh, okay. He want to try to... come and sit back in here while he gone. We going all off script.
What are we talking about?
So I see you left your chest at the house.
Talking about yours?
Yours.
You got... Hey, I'm not... I don't have abs.
I don't. Shout out to my friend... Oh, Sydney Castillo. Make sure that we give a plug for him. This is his shirt. His merch.
Babies. Okay. It up.
Ooh. Baby, got the
baby did okay. Something in that pamper, and it ain't righteous or ratchet. It's inhumane what she did.
You ready to go again?
I'm ready. I'm going to just hand you the word. You throw it to the audience.
Okay. Yeah. Look, who we was talking about, Soulja Boy, Adrian Broner, Tomfoolery. They like, Doughboy, you out here rocking way too much jewelry. I be doing this, I be rapping, I'm stupid. It's about to be Valentine's Day, I'm about to go shoot Cupid. Hey, you know no other, I be like the Portox mother. This dude is Kev on stage, he is like my other brother.
Yeah.
From another mother, I say another word. I be all high in the sky just like a pack of birds.
Bird.
You know when I see me, I got a lot of reaching. I be coming through, I be chilling topless on the beach. I be doing things, topless? You know I rapper. Coming through and get potassium from a banana. Yeah, I said topless, and you gonna stop this.
You'll
before
be
I punch you in your nose. And you don't wanna hear these flows. And I can do all things with Christ except play with you. I be doing these raps, and you know I got things to say to you.
Yeah, okay,
hey,
okay.
Back. Is that good enough?
Back.
Are you entertained yet?
Back.
Are you entertained yet? Yes.
Okay, baby stinks.
Okay, so are you going to skip your two-minute message?
No!
Okay.
You don't know that!
Okay, so...
I'm going to say my word. You feel better now?
I got one for you.
You were in the battle.
Listen, we really listened to our audience. I've been in them comments. They were like, just cut the rap part.
They said that?
I was like, oh, we're going to talk about it.
We're going to keep rapping.
So I'm gonna throw you a curveball today.
Okay.
I'm going to pick something that we talked about in the show for you to teach a message on.
Oh, every episode? Every
episode. I'm going to pick something that we talked about.
All right.
And that's what you're going to rap about. Okay. I mean, that's you're going to give your two-minute message about.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes. Hold on. Babe? Yes. Mel? Yeah. The baby stinks. She just stinked. She just came in.
She
we
just
were shooting
stinked.
And we were like, whoa. She been on Solid Foods.
Hey!
She just came in.
It literally just happened.
I just came in. I was like, oh, ho. Yeah. Because I changed her right before we started shooting. And she went doo doo. Okay.
Yeah.
She don't care.
Oh, yeah, no, I guess.
It's her room.
Well, yeah, we was. It was. Yeah,
and don't talk to my wife.
I didn't say nothing.
I
know you will.
All right, okay. Here we go.
All right. The 2-minute message today, I would like you to speak on the topic of Soulja Boy.
I knew you were going to pick Soulja Boy. Amen, amen. I just want to thank God for all he's doing in our life, amen. And I want to remind the people of a young man named Soulja Boy. Mm. Now, sometimes in your life, you are going to do amazing things, huh? Early in your life. And the people, oh my God, see what? Just like Soulja Boy. When you come out and do something that changes the world, they're not going to respect you. As you do it. Oh, they're going to talk about you. Say what you're doing isn't good. It isn't up to the level of what we're doing. You ain't hee-ha, as Soulja Boy said. This ain't hee-ha. But then they're going to copy you.
Mm.
Then they're going to follow the blueprint that you had. Oh! And when they follow the blueprint, guess what else they're going to do?
What else?
They're going to forget what you brought to the table. Oh, my God. A prophet is not respected in his own home. And sometimes you got to be like Brother Soulja Boy and tell him what you did. I was the one that did the ringtone. Tell him what you did. I was the one that first used the internet. Soulja Boy, tell him what you did. I'm the one that said dance with your music. Tell him. I'm Big Draco. Respect my gangster. Soulja Boy got to tell him what he did. Remind the enemy who you are. Remind the enemy what you've done. Remind those haters, now that they talked about you, they're now copying you and trying to discount what you did. Oof. Wouldn't be no Tekashi 6ix9ine without Soulja. Big Draco.
Bruh.
Come on in the room.
And you did very well. Listen, I want to say this before we go. As much as we joke around and have fun, I really feel like you have like a really dope gift to do that. It's really impressive. I really be thinking I'm gonna stump you, and you flip, and I can always see when the light goes off. I'm like, he got it again.
That your rapping ability is equally impressive. Man. That's why we're the righteous and ratchet brothers. Thank you guys for tuning into a special episode that was just like the other ones.
I was like, what's so special about it? Make sure you like the video, comment in the video, share the video, rate the video, download the video.
Don't be selfish, guys.
Yeah, come on.
If you like it, tell somebody.
Yeah.
Tell them. Hey. 5-star ratings on Apple. Comment and say you love it.
I don't even know why I did that.
And we'll see you next Wednesday. Yeah, feel.
Yeah, feel.